Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you going?
I am very well, thank you. Very well. What's the topic of fashion today? I know it's one close to your heart.
Yeah, I thought we'd talk about Charlie Watts because he is, was quite a stylish man.
He was a very stylish man.
Yeah, and I guess quite different from the other Stones, which is quite interesting, really. So he joined the Rolling Stones in 1963. He was a key member along with Keith and Mick, of course, and developed an interest in jazz from a young age. And his first band was called Blues Incorporated. But what's quite interesting about Charlie is that he also studied at art school and became a graphic designer, which I think kind of lends to his
right.
style. Yeah. He was voted one of the international best dressed in 2006 by Vanity Fair, which I think is actually a long time coming because,
We were talking about this on Friday. I think he is the most underrated of the sort of like fashion icons from the Rolling Stones because people get quite distracted by, you know, Keith Richards and Mick Jagger's very flamboyant clothes. But Charlie Watts had timeless style, I think, is really what I would class it as.
Yeah, and he described his style as being rather old-fashioned and conservative, but it was just very gentlemanly.
Mm.
And one of his style icons was actually Fred Astaire.
True. Okay.
Yeah, which is quite interesting. And in the Vanity Fair International Best Dressed, when he was asked who was the most stylish woman, he actually said, "My wife Shirley," who he married in 1964, and he never ever, apart from one kind of like midlife crisis in the 80s, he stayed married to her. And there's a famous story about him going to the Playboy Mansion, and when everyone was partying, he just holed up in the games room and just hung out there. Which is so cool.
You just imagine lovely. Playing Uno or something, or yeah. Solitaire.
Or even pool by himself or something. Yeah. And I guess, you know, when we look at Mick and Keith, they were wearing kind of big blouses and velvet and things like that in the 60s. And Charlie's style has kind of remained understated and classic. He was a very big fan of three-piece suits, Tommy Nutter suits, who was a famous kind of Savile Row tailor who kind of invigorated the three-piece suit in the 60s.
Right.
And Charlie kind of often said that he felt out of place in the Rolling Stones and he hated trainers, even though he knew they were fashionable, he'd never wear them. And there's quite a cool picture of him where he's wearing kind of all light blue and including kind of two-tone brogues, which are really awesome.
Oh, you know? Amazing.
And yeah, he kind of, his whole style was like the three-piece suit, but he also had excellent shoes, he wore hats, trench coats. And when you actually look at the Rolling Stones as a group, and especially kind of like early on, or maybe like the 70s, he kind of looks like the lawyer or the accountant for the band. But I love his classic style, and even when, you know, the rest of the band kind of adopted suits, you know, as they got older, theirs was still kind of like of the time, whereas he was always classic, and that's what I kind of love about his style.
Mm.
And when he performed on stage, he kind of wore short sleeve shirts or t-shirts, but he never kind of got into all those scarves or capes or anything like that, you know?
He was one of those people, I think any photo you see of the Rolling Stones from any era, you can only really tell if you're looking at Charlie Watts what era it is by his haircut, I think, because he did he did have the long hair for a while, but you know, I sort of think of him with his like short back and sides and his very smart suit just as like the iconic image in my head. Always a pale grey is the one that my brain goes to, but I like the idea of him in a little powder blue suit or a light blue suit.
Yeah, I mean, the photo that I'm thinking of comes from the GQ, GQ kind of like article, and there's a photo, I think it's a personal photo, and he's just kind of sitting there in like almost like a banker shirt, and it kind of looks like the most flamboyant I've ever seen him wear, you know?
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Sorry, there might be a cat fight happening in the background of my house.
I was wondering what that was.
I was like, is that a small child? Or?
No, that's Mr. Cat and Bo Swayze having a fight.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Ex Excellent names, though.
Bosworthy has come through the cat flap. He's the interloper.
My dad apparently saw Charlie Watts when he lived in London walking down the street wearing a very flash leather jacket, like a really nice, elegant leather jacket, not like a biker jacket, which is also very cool, but very un-Charlie Watts. But sort
yeah,
of
like
a
blazer sort of thing.
Yeah, beautifully tailored leather jacket. Very gorgeous.
He kind of also was into roll neck sweaters or jumpers as well. And I know Mick wore those, but I think Charlie wore it better.
He's got a bit of a James Bond kind of a style.
Totally.
He's very sort of like the gentleman with his whiskey in one hand and his sort of cigar in the other kind
of
energy.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yep. For sure. And I think he's like, what I also love about him is like his drumming is really amazing. It's jazz based. And even when you watch him playing, you know, it's just quite magical to watch, you know.
Yeah. He was very like methodical too. And I think when you listen to Rolling Stones songs and you focus on the drumming, you realise how much it actually shapes the track itself. You know, it really gives it the thing that drives it along, which is kind of an obvious thing to say because in many ways that's the basic point of having drums in a song. But it really can elevate it from being, you know, a pretty all right rock song to something extremely iconic, which so many Rolling Stones songs are.
Yeah, and I love the fact that he never kind of, you know, he never liked drum solos or going crazy on the cymbals and things like that, because sometimes that's just too much in a song, and it should be kind of like the metronome or the groove of the song, you know.
You've picked us a very classic Rolling Stones song to play today. Which one, Penny?
I chose a few, so I think it's Get Off My Cloud, which is my favourite.
Oh, we've gone for Sympathy for the Devil.
Oh, okay,
we
cool.
We can do Get Off My Cloud if you would prefer.
Yeah,
let me
that
just,
would be great.
Just tell us one more fact while I sort that out.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. I did put some little pictures up on Instagram that are linked to the BFM breakfast page so people can see some of my favourite iconic outfits, which is one where he's performing at the ABC Theatre in Belfast in 1965. And then another one, which is an Evening Standard picture of Charlie and Keith at the Heathrow Airport.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's in 1969. And the difference between them and their outfits is just classic.
That is pretty amazing. Hey, thank you very much, Penelope Noir, for bringing us Charlie Watts this morning. We are going to play Get Off of My Cloud by the Rolling Stones, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much.
See you, Penny.
Bye.
Rise, the guys all dressed up just like the Union Jack.
classic bit of Charlie Watts drumming in that song, Get Off My Cloud, by the Rolling Stones. Thank you very much to Penelope Noir for bringing us the fashion of Charlie Watts today.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.